Yeah, basically. All right, we're live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas on Thursday, day two, with the lovely Miss April O'Neill. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well now I'm talking to you. How's your weekend here in Vegas going?
It's just starting. I just got here last night, and so I'm here today, and it's been fun so far. It's AVN Vegas. It's fun.
There you go. Out here meeting the fans, taking photos, signing autographs?
Yeah, I just got here like maybe a half an hour ago, and I hadn't even had like my table set up yet, and there was like a line already. I was like, oh, shit. Hi. It made me feel really special.
There you go. Well, like I said, I'm very glad to meet you. I've been a big fan for years. I'm thrilled to finally get the chance to meet you.
That makes me feel so special. Thank you. I love that. Thanks.
So how's your 2015 been? What you been working on this year?
It's going good so far. I am writing. I think I'm gonna do my next parody, and I'm gonna write and direct it, and so I've never done that before. I've only produced and starred in, so this is gonna be a new thing for me, and I'm really excited about it. It's like another, I have these like three pet projects. I have like four or five pet projects actually, and I've knocked two out with Dr. Hoare and Fat to the Future, so now I'm like working down the rest of them.
I know you were very involved in production of the Doctor Who parody and the Back to the Future parody.
Yep, Dr. Hoare and Fat to the Future, yep. I produced both and starred in both, and it's just kind of like living out my own personal fantasy, where I'm just like, I just want to be the doctor. I want to be Marty McFly. Cool. Let's have sex.
Yeah, I know. Fans following on Twitter know you're a very big fan of, like I said, Doctor Who and Star Trek and Star Wars and all the, a lot of, very big into pop culture.
That's what I mean. I get to do like all my little like my fantasies of just like these things that I love, these franchises that I'm obsessed with. So it's kind of cool to like get to pornify them, I guess. But yeah.
This past year, I see you've really gotten into pinball. Tell us about that.
I love pinball so much. I'm obsessed. I'm 100% obsessed with pinball right now. I'm in a league. It's really cool. I practice a lot. I should be way better at it than I actually am. But
you have a machine in your house?
I don't, not yet. I wanted one, but I didn't have enough room in my old apartment, and I just moved, and so I have room now, but those things are expensive. Like, the one I want, Medieval Madness is the one I want the most, and that's like $30,000 for a machine. I'm like, I could buy a fucking car instead of a pinball machine, but I still, someday I'll get one. I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Have you been to the Pinball Hall of Fame here in Vegas?
Oh, every time I come to Vegas. I go at least twice, yeah. You'll find me there sometime this weekend. I might go later tonight, I might not, I'm not sure. But I will definitely go there.
So what are your plans for 2016, other than producing more parodies?
2016, I'm going to get a little bit more behind the scenes as far as like producing parodies and stuff. I have a feature coming up that's sort of all about me for Girls Way. It's not all about me. That sounds so pretentious. but it's I get to have like a couple scenes with a couple different girls, and so that's gonna be really cool. I'm throwing all these parties now where I take like a theme of a movie and I try to throw a party. Like I did Enchantment Under the Sea dance from Back to the Future. So we recreated the dance, and then next week I'm doing Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. So I'm gonna make it look like Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. Then we're doing Ghostbusters. So I'm just kind of like throwing all these like themed parties for charity, which is cool. I have a bunch of different charities that I'm gonna work with. And then I'm doing this. I'm doing these DJ nights where I get me and like a couple of different like porn friends or whatever to DJ. And those have been really fun. That's at a place in Resident downtown. So I kind of got a lot going on. It's a little overwhelming, but it's fun. I kind of like doing all the different stuff. It's neat.
Glad to hear it.
That was a lot. Sorry.
No problem at all. So are you nominated for any awards this year?
Mm-mm. This is my first first year I'm not nominated.
Ah, bummer. I can't believe that's hard to believe.
I know, it's okay. I felt a little shunned this year that I didn't get Best Boobs category. And I was like, oh. But my baby girl Janice Griffith got nominated for that, so.
She got Best Boobs over you?
Well, she got nominated for Best Boobs. Her boobs are really fucking nice. So yeah, so I'm gunning for her.
Yeah. Forgive me for saying, but I said it's amazing you have such large boobs for such a tiny little petite girl.
Thank you. I grew them myself.
Yeah. All natural, organic.
All natural, organic, grass fed. So. Cage free, yeah.
I was gonna say I'd love to see you work with Sheridan Love. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's a local performer. She same thing, a very tiny petite little girl with huge natural boobs.
I am all for that. Yeah, I'm gonna Google her later now. Sheridan Love. Yeah, I'm gonna Google her.
Google her. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
She started out, I think, like as a cam girl, and eventually, you know, made her way into the industry. She's a local girl, lives in Vegas.
Cool. Oh, she's Vegas. Oh, okay. See, when you said local, I was like, yeah. LA, cool, yeah. No, we're in Vegas. Yeah. Just most people here, yeah.
I think she's signing for the Bernie Angel this weekend if you want to go check her out.
Yeah, I'll go wave and fangirl out.
So are there any dream scenes or anything left to do that you haven't done yet?
Dream scenes. Ooh. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that I haven't done, but I'm just kinda like waiting for like the right time for it, I guess, you know?
There are like a few girls that like
I'm really excited I get to work with Janice soon. That I'm really looking forward to that. That's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna do all these parodies that I'm really excited about. It's gonna be fun.
Very cool, very cool. And only what is it, 16 months till Star Wars?
Oh yeah. There's this Twitter account that I follow. I think it's Depressed Darth, and every day he posts like 365 days left till Star Wars episode 8, and I was just like, every day he posts, and I'm like.
And aren't you really into that? Was it emo Kylo Ren?
I am in love. Emo Kylo Ren is my emo prince, okay? I love Kylo Ren. I am obsessed with him. He is my emo prince, yes. Love Kylo Ren.
All right, we'll get a little line here backing up, so we'll wrap this up. Last question is, how do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Define good sex. Communication, I think, is important. That way you can figure out everything that you want to do, and then you're not nervous, and you can kind of let go. You can get what you want, get what you don't want, or like, don't, you know, yeah. Communication.
All right, thank you very much. How can the fans contact you?
HeyIt'sApril.com has all of my links to all of my everything.
And of course, Undo on Twitter, right?
Undo on Twitter, UNDEUX, yeah. But all those links are on my blog, so HeyIt'sApril.com.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you.